Tinted Windows is a power pop supergroup that consists of one member each from the bands Fountains of Wayne, Smashing Pumpkins, Cheap Trick, and Hanson. If that mixture of musicians sounds intriguing, rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's debut album, also called Tinted Windows, pays off on its pop rock promise.
Tinted Windows are lead singer Taylor Hanson, yes, from the brother group Hanson, authors of Mbop. James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins plays lead guitar. The rhythm section consists of Fountains of Wayne's Adam Schlesinger on bass and Cheap Trick's Bun E. Carlos on drums. Together, they are at once playful and dead serious.
Darling, when I see I will never leave you, seems like you always say after all this time, but it's time to start, 'cause I know you think I take it all for granted. That's how it looks, but not how I plan it. I can't make up for words unsaid, but it's not what's been going on in my head. I'm serious.
If that sounds to you, as it does to me, like a lost classic, well, history's on our side. The kind of music made by Tinted Windows reaches back decades to both cult and mainstream acts such as Big Star, The Knack, Dwight Twilley, and Walter Egan, who were either one or two hit wonders or undeserving obscurities. But the Tinted Windows style is also a perfectly contemporary sound, as hits made by Miley Cyrus, Ashley Tisdale, and Ali and AJ when they were true teenagers attests. It's just that teen pop made by non-teenagers always carries with it the whiff of irrelevance. This is a serious commercial obstacle to overcome. Hannah Montana tweens will not, I suspect, be packing Tinted Windows concerts. The idea for this band was apparently Adam Schlesinger's, which kind of figures, Fountains of Wayne being the most self-conscious act in this genre, and I use the phrase self-conscious in a complimentary way. Schlesinger and Hanson composed the first Tinted Windows tune, Take Me Back. Taylor Hanson's voice is at once distinctive and anonymous. He could just as easily be the guy who sang the Archies' Sugar Sugar in 1969.
I just want to knock you up.
This is the kind of music that trades in enduring cliches that speak truth to heartache. again and again over chiming guitars and slamming drums, tinted windows sing about having their minds messed with by girls slash women, about finding romance difficult to fathom, let alone sustain, and insisting to the love object resisting these melodies that, to quote a typical line, we got something. What Tinted Windows has is a collection of songs that would sound great blasting out of a tinny car radio any time in the past 40 years. Whether the year 2009 is interested in such timelessness at a time when timeliness is all, well, that's a whole other question.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. You can download podcasts of our show at our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.